Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's only two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dunked airing you since 1990. What else am I going to do right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? Coming up, well, let me just say this. You know, I had a great idea for a show this week. I had a great idea. And I forgot it. It just went poof. I had it. I went to bed, didn't do anything, didn't write anything down. Laid around with a bunch of insomnia as I did every night this week. Got up the next day. Poof. It was gone. What you gonna do? I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna do another all radio obituary show tonight. That's what you're gonna do, because things happened, and I had other plans, wasn't terribly thrilled with them, and then things happened tonight, and next thing you know, you're doing an all radio obituary program. So here we are again. I didn't expect to do one the very next week, as I did last week, and I'd like to thank everyone for humoring me so in doing that last week, but the pile is still big, even with this. It's still quite a pile of radio obituaries in the backlog, so this is going to make me feel slightly better about it, but it's still going to be a while. So let us just dive right in and begin tonight's radio obituaries, first off by thanking Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his support. Oh, I just want to say right now, I hope you all are tuning in early and listening to Ear Buddies before we start the program. They have such a great show. I love that show. So if you were reluctant to tune in prior to Bubbles in the Think Tank in this era between the end of classic rock mine and the present day, don't be scared. come back. It's fun. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Valerie Gell, the guitarist and singer with the Liverbirds, the 1960s Liverpool beat group billed as the Female Beatles. They had their greatest success in Hamburg with residencies at the Star Club, where the Beatles had played on and off throughout 1962 before their chart breakthrough, and where the Liverbirds were billed as the Female Beatles. Although they were presented as a gimmick, they could play well and were trend-setting, and that other girls saw it was possible to be in a beat group. Valerie Gell just passed away at 71. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Gordie Tapp, the Canadian entertainer best known as a radio and TV presenter, comedian, and CBS broadcaster. He was once introduced to President Gerald Ford as the world's funniest storyteller. That's a great title. He emceed the Canadian Broadcasting Company TV show Country Hoedown, and then went on to perform and write for Hee Haw. Gordie Tapp just passed away at 94. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone. Blue.
excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. I am despair and agony of me.
Old Archie almost had to sell his home till he started selling furniture by phone. Now he gets to keep the house, but it ain't fitting for a lounge, 'cause the furniture I've been selling is my own.
You take what you get on that kind of stuff, really. The next radio obituary is for Mike Kelly, the English drummer, known best for his work with Spooky Tooth, also The Only Ones. He was self-taught, joined the band Wayne and the Beachcombers, and I believe that may have been 65 or so. Went on to join Spooky Tooth in 66, and played with all kinds of people, including The Who and Joe Cocker and Peter Frampton, Jerry Lee Lewis, even George Harrison, even though I can't figure out what he was on. Mike Kelly just passed away at 68. It's the next radio obituary. Oh yeah, he played with a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. Without a doubt. It's the next radio obituary for Mike Kelly right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why.
how sweet to be an idiot as harmless as a cloud, too small to hide the sun, almost poking fun at the warm but insecure, untidy crowd. How sweet to be an idiot and dip my brain in joy, children laughing at my back with no fear of attack, as much retaliation as a toy. How sweet to be an idiot. How sweet.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Buddy Greco. He was a popular jazz and traditional pop singer and pianist, found fame during the 1960s when he was hired to play with Benny Goodman at the age of 16. He went on to sign with Columbia, released a number of hit singles, including The Lady is a Tramp, which sold over 1 million copies all by itself. He recorded 60 albums, appeared on TV countless times, toured the world, and performed right up to the end. Buddy Greco just passed away at 90. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A beautiful princess in the land of Oobladi. She smiled and said, Oobladilia, meaning Oobil to me. I said, Oobladilabandu, with pride, Oobladilia labandu, let's take a ride in the land of Oobladi. To her castle in the land of Oobladi, and there I met her two sisters, Bluida and Dulyabli. Bluida, without a doubt, was twice my size. Dewey Blue, the other sister, had three eyes, and the two had eyes for me. Thank you. Blondie. I jumped when I saw the princess who was waiting there for me. Now we say boo-doo-doo-bow-doo-bow-doo-bloo, meaning I will always be in love with you. Oh, it happened in Blondie. To the altar in the land of Ublati. I had a very bad feeling, things did not look right to me. So before I said I do, they looked aside. They had pulled the switcheroo, they changed the bride. Oh, they can't do that to me.
on to the radio obituary for Gil Ray, the American rock drummer, guitarist, and vocalist best known for his recordings in the 80s and 90s as a member of the band's Game Theory and the Loud Family. He also joined the Rain Parade as drummer for their reunion performances in 2012. I didn't get to see that. I thought I was going to get to, but I didn't. Gil Ray just passed away at 60. On to the radio obituary for Gil Ray, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
By the way, you still are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, we are in fact doing the second all radio obituary episode in a row. Two in a row. It's ridiculous. I know. And yet I still feel like I'm way behind. But you know, that's okay. It's all right. It's a process. We'll get there. I have no doubt about it. This is a message for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. I want you to think about how it feels to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life. If the driver is texting while driving, why not just ask them to stop? Stop texting. It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. It's a message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO, right here in Medford. And yes, we do, of course, have many, many radio obituaries to go tonight as we turn to the radio obituary for Evan Johns, the American guitarist. He played a variety of music, but specialized in rockabilly. He started out playing with Danny Gatton, went on to form his own band called the H-Bombs, played with any number of people through the years, ending up in Austin, Texas, as many, many musicians do. Evan Johns just passed away at 60. I'm sorry, Chuck. Sorry to say that. It's the radio obituary for Evan Johns right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Makes me fall on my knees and crawl. Well, they think that they got my number if it's written on the ladies' room wall.
Ugly man,
well, this old dog ain't gonna let no gal be bald. Well, foolish pride, look at the shape I'm in.
Foolish pride,
fix a drink that just won't mix like gasoline and gin. Look on through your phone book, wondering which ones are your friends.
Foolish pride.
Well, this old dog ain't got pride on his mind. Make you lose your mind. If you can look on out through the window, you can see right on by the pane.
Careless love.
Well, this old dog will always be the same. And you know why?
Cause
I'm an ugly man.
Ugly man.
I said ugly as a tree is tall.
Ugly man.
Queen bee walking on down the street makes me fall on my knees and crawl. Well, they think that they got my number if it's written on the ladies' room wall.
Ugly man.
Well, this old dog ain't gonna let no gal be bald.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and this is yet another all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that there's been a guideline that there would only be one all-radio obituary episode in any year. Radio obituary retrospective accepted, of course. That's different. We're already on our third in this obit year. Of course, the obit year begins at the beginning of November. But it's been an unusual year already. And there's lots more ahead of it. So we'll see how it continues to play out. But a girl does what a girl's got to do to get things done. And you know, ain't nothing normal this year anyway. So what do I care? Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. That came fast, didn't it? Tonight's Weasel Radio Obituary is for Fred Weintraub, the American film and television producer. He was also the original owner and host of the Bitter End in Greenwich Village. He discovered such acts as Peter, Paul, and Mary, Lenny Bruce, and he was even arrested with Lenny Bruce on that night that he was arrested for obscenity. He discovered Randy Newman and the Isley Brothers. Who discovers these people? That's what I'd like to know. He went on to create, write, and produce several TV shows, including Hootenanny and the Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, gosh. He oversaw Warner Brothers Studio at the time of Woodstock. He was an independent producer and made a number of adventure films, including Enter the Dragon, starring Bruce Lee. Fred Weintraub just passed away at 88, and he's got a partial writing credit on this one from a group that he's credited with discovering.